It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
Vina Williams was born November 9, 1878 in Maryland. Her family came to the town of Carroll when she was still a child, and she graduated from the Frewsburg Union School in 1896. After school, Vina became a teacher. For a period of time, she taught in local schools. She eventually married George Fuller, and the couple then moved west in the 1920s to settle in an area of Santa Barbara, California. Near the end of the 1920s, the Fullers saw the population of their small community boom, thanks primarily to an oil strike on the property of Lee Blockman. While working as a teacher in New York, Bina had come up with a lesson plan that would help children better understand the duties of citizenship. In 1931, she built a miniature post office and used it to teach children how money works and also geography. A bank and a general store were also built, along with a nursery. Soon, Fuller and her pupils ran out of room in the schoolhouse. But rather than stopping, they simply moved the operation outside and continued to add new features until an entire miniature town had been constructed. Bina's educational community was soon known as Blockman City and was comprised of about 50 children who worked in various capacities, from working in government to running a small business. Educators all over the world became interested in the project, and Bina received a lot of press. She and her town was featured in the October 1939 issue of Popular Science magazine. The program continued at the school until the early 1950s, when Fuller retired as principal. She died on October 30th, 1957, in Santa Barbara. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.